I'll be honest with you. I've had a number of people ask me, how are you doing that? And my response over the weekend was, to be very honest with you, not well. And the reason for that is we are very small. And this has grown into something that I have never seen in my lifetime. I went to the University of Missouri School of Journalism and graduated in 1992 and have been in broadcasting since 1992. And even through the murder of George Floyd, the civil unrest that followed, I have never seen anything like this before. There is so much taking place on a minute-by-minute basis that even the largest news organizations are not able to keep up with what is happening, whether it be a raid and the protests involved in the raids to, we have now had our third shooting within 3 weeks, two of them being fatal, trying to combat misinformation. Which is a very big part of what we are trying to do. Having our own internal struggles on how to stay true to journalistic standards and check our own emotions at the door and internal arguments about, for example, even referring to federal agents as federal law enforcement officers and debate as to are they law enforcement officers? And the debate saying that by calling a ICE officer a law enforcement officer that we are normalizing fascism and trying to deal with the incredible spin out of both sides, frankly. It's not exclusively spin out of the right or even out of the left. Both sides are putting a political spin and frankly, what is becoming a humanitarian crisis, because we literally have people who are afraid to leave home and are have been afraid to leave home long enough that they are running out of food. Their kids have not been going to school. And in some cases, they are even afraid to have people who they know deliver food to their door for fear that if they open their door at all, that somebody could storm in. I will have not seen it personally because of monitoring it. I have seen the videos of where an Uber delivery person is delivering food and races into a home because an ICE agent is chasing them. Actually, not, I shouldn't say an ICE agent, 15 to 20 ICE agents are then threatening to storm and break into that home without a warrant. And really trying to find a way to find that journalistic balance and accurately report on what everybody is saying so that ultimately the listener can come to their own conclusion as to what's happening. But I mean, we are seeing situations where agents are going door to door. We are seeing situations where agents have set up checkpoints. A perfect example of us trying to fact check and get to the bottom. Vice President Vance was here on Thursday, and he talked up somebody asked him about police chiefs in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area complaining that off-duty officers had been pulled over randomly because of the color of their skin, and ultimately were let go because they proved that they were members of a local police force. And when asked about that, Vice President Vance said he was aware of one situation like that, and the rest was all just social media gossip. When in fact, the police chiefs had a press conference and talked about, I don't remember the exact number, but I believe it was at least three, if not four, and possibly more, officers who had been racially profiled and pulled over. And then the spin that we saw come out again on both sides immediately. I was just talking with our director of news moments ago about our next big story can really be what would have happened and what would the world have been like, both for George Floyd and what happened on this past Saturday, if we did not all have cell phones that record video, because the narrative would have been very different and there would have been nothing to contradict that narrative.